This is where passion meets positivity and optimism. In a world where bad news abounds, You Are Solid Gold with Michelle Lau celebrates the good in our lives and the beauty in the hidden gems around us. Welcome to You Are Solid Gold. Here she is, international television host and QVC jewelry expert, Michelle Lau.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You Are Solid Gold, the travel edition. Tim Hennigan and I met, not very long ago, actually, through a mutual friend of ours who knew that I loved to travel and was interested in doing a segment specifically on Norway. Well, we'll get to that a little bit later in the show, but today's broadcast features Tim's business, which is called the Travel Collaborative. It's out of Boston, Massachusetts, and Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I know you love what you do. What do you love best about it?
What do I love best about it? That's a very good question. I love matching people to things that they've always hoped to achieve, things that they've always wanted to see and experiences that they didn't even know they want to have. I love giving them moments in their lives that they will remember forever and their families will talk about forever.
Can I tell you how much I love that? I mean, the idea that you're making—
Yes, you may.
You're making memories. I love that. I love that. It's so much more than just calling somebody and asking them to book you a business trip or to book you a vacation. It's that experience, isn't it? That once in a lifetime, in most cases, experience of getting to live that dream that you've always had. So that's the most beautiful answer. I really love that. Thank you so much. So why should somebody use a travel advisor like yourself rather than trying to take this all on themselves?
Why should someone use a lawyer when they could represent themselves?
Good point. It's a good point. Yeah. You know, when you think about it like that, I'm willing to pay for specialists. You know, like if you have a specific issue, a medical issue, you go to the specialist. If you want the best pasta in town, you go to the special restaurant that specializes in that. So, gosh, yes, that's a great point. You want to go somewhere where the person, you know, really lives it, you know, where they immerse themselves in it. So what are some of the favorite places that you visited over the years? Where are some of those memories made?
Oh, gosh, that's a very limited time to answer that question.
Okay, give me the top three. Two, one, whatever.
Oh,
you choose.
Yikes. It's very hard to say. That's an impossible question to answer. And in a way, I'm bad at my job because I think everything's fabulous.
All right, I can't wait to talk about Norway. And for those of you that are listening, Tim and I are going to be doing a series on YouTube, also under the name You Are Solid Gold on YouTube with Michelle Lau. And we're going to talk about some of his favorite places in Norway. So let's just leave it there for now. And mm-hmm. Maybe we can explore some of your favorites down the line. But Norway cannot wait. Anyway, give me one. Just give me one little tidbit. Pick one off the top of your head.
Safari. Safari in Botswana. Or maybe the Galapagos. Oh, gosh, I love the Galapagos. So places like that.
Sounds awesome. Now, with all of us, you know, just now getting the nerve to potentially start to plan, you know, a vacation, what kinds of things have changed? Like, what do we need to worry about now in this new normal?
Well, the new normal is constantly changing.
That's a good point.
We are in our business dealing with things that we haven't dealt with before. And all of these different countries and destinations around the world are answering these questions in different ways. So everybody's got different protocols. So right now, the new normal is shifting. And as people are getting vaccinated, things are changing. But I think things will change in some ways forever or for the time being. I've been in this business a while. In the old Stephen Sondheim song, I'm Still Here, you know, I've lived through 9/11. I've lived through Zika. I've lived through the Eyjafjallajökull in Iceland that kept all of the planes out of Europe for over a week. And every
See,
time-
this is why, excuse me for interrupting you, but this is why we need Tim Hennigan in our life, right? This is why we need the Travel Collaborative, because you stay on top of all these things for us on whether you need vaccinations, whether you need documentation, you know, because a lot of times when you're traveling, you need different visas. You might need separate visas for different countries. And Tim is like a one-stop source for this. And I just think that it's so invaluable to use a service like yours, especially for these very intricate and you know, once in a lifetime business trips or vacations. So I like that answer. So we do, we need you. And thank God you're still around, that you're doing so well and thriving in the world of COVID. So what happens? Okay, so we've gone to Tim, we've gone to the Travel Collaborative. He's planned a fantastic once in a lifetime dream trip for us. Now we get over there and something goes wrong. What do we do, Tim?
What do we do? Well, the way
can we call Tim?
You can, you certainly can. And I have answered the phone at many times of the night, but also I often arrange it so that there is a team on the ground of people that I personally
on the
know
other
and
end.
Friends with wherever you are,
wow.
that can react to your need, knowing who you are much more quickly than I can here in Boston. The people on the ground are there. They know me and they're taking care of you from the moment that you're there to the moment that you leave.
So it's like a family. It's like a family. These are people that you've had relationships with for a long time.
Oh,
see,
yes.
I worried when I went to Australia, I worried about being on the other end and having something go wrong and not having anybody to go to or not having anybody to talk to. And I think this is, you know, more and more of us are worrying about things like that. So, and in the world where, you know, you can't trust your information, you don't know what's going on, maybe you don't speak the language, having you there is really nice. I mean, the fact that I could call you and say, hey, they didn't give me the room that, you know, they were supposed to, or where, how do I convert my money, or, you know, whatever it happens to be. I love that you're full service like that. I think it's pretty wonderful.
We are, absolutely. I wonder if I could mention before you begin the conversation with me or anyone who is like me, there are ways to start the conversation before you call me that will benefit the both of us.
Okay, so what should I do to prepare before I even call you?
You should think about where you want to go, the things that you really, the most important things that you want to experience, that you want to have. And you should think in general about a ceiling of what you're prepared to invest in this experience in the way that you would if you were going to buy a car or you were going to purchase a house or a condo or anything like that. In the travel business, people are on the internet and there's a lot of promises made on the internet these days. Buy this for only $1.99. And that price actually is a lead price, but it isn't what you wind up finding on your credit card at the end of the trip. So it helps me to define the way that you are defining the boundaries of time within this conversation. I can help you define the boundaries of what is realistic within your budget and what is most important to you. What does luxury mean to you? What is location to you? What are the things that when you dreamt about going to Paris or Istanbul, what are the things that you want to look out and see? Where do you want to be? So once you've defined that boundary, then that conversation becomes more efficient.
All right. Those are tangible things we can do before we actually end up calling Tim Hennigan. So
exactly.
I love it. Well, I'm going to put your contact information in the description below so that if anybody is thinking about taking a trip or needs help with their business travel arrangements, now that things are starting to open up again, we'll put it in the description so they can reach you directly, Tim. And thank you for taking this time to go through really some great reasons to use a travel agent and what we can expect along the way. Is there any final words you'd like to put in here before we say goodbye for now?
I say we'd love to hear from you, and the world is waiting. to welcome guests again. So we're all happy to help you out with fulfilling all of your dreams.
Well, Australia, I see why everybody says there. Australia, yes.
It's still, it's a little smoky, but it's still there.
I see why everybody says such nice things about you. I just can't wait to get out there and explore the world again. You really are solid gold. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you.
Now, Tim and I will see you over on YouTube for our three-part series on Norway. Again, it's You Are Solid Gold with Michelle Lau, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us on You Are Solid Gold. We hope that you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. Would you please subscribe, like, and share this episode? If you know of a person, place, or thing that is a hidden gem that we should feature on Solid Gold with Michelle Lau, please submit it for consideration at hello@youaresolidgold.com. Now, get out there and shine.